Good day. My name is Michelle, and welcome to the Market Watch on Nova's Business Report. Today, I am speaking to Helena Mbothi. She's an economist at the First Rand Group in Namibia, and they recently released the GDP outlook and their review of the recent release. Helena, thank you very much for talking to me and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle.
Good. Let's start off by it would slow down slightly. Maybe just take us through some of the driving forces on the slowdown.
Yeah, so the NSA recently released Namibia's second quarter 2024 data, which decelerated to 3.5% in the second quarter of 2024. This is coming from 3.6% in the previous year and 4.3% in the previous quarter. So what's actually pulling down GDP growth right now is your mining and your agricultural sectors. So despite some robust exploration activity that Namibia has been experiencing, we have seen a significant slowdown in diamond and uranium production. And that is actually causing a contraction in the mining sector, which is weighing down on overall growth. As we know, these have been traditional drivers of our growth. And then also the agricultural sector is still suffering from the drought that has impacted the production and the harvest yields of last season. So that's still coming through in agricultural numbers now, which is mostly those are the two main drivers for the decrease in growth year on year and quarter on quarter.
Okay. So just take us through, if we have a good rainy season, how does that change the outlook?
Yeah, so if we have a good rain season, what that does is that improves agricultural yield. And what that does is that it impacts positively the agricultural sector numbers. So, of course, we know agricultural and farming in general is a seasonal thing. And we expect that if production in the next season is better, then that should have a positive impact and positively improve the growth in the agricultural sector, which since agriculture is one of our traditional drivers of growth as well, then positive impacts in the agricultural sector should have a positive impact on GDP growth overall.
Okay. So take us through your outlook. What do you foresee in the next year or so coming to Namibia?
Yes. So our outlook still remains quite positive despite the slowdown. We have revised our outlook numbers down a little bit just to account for the stronger than anticipated contraction in agriculture and mining that we've experienced. But we still expect our outlook or GDP growth to be mining led. And we expect exploration activity to continue coming into Namibia and positively impacting the mining sector. So what's happened right now is that exploration activity has tapered down temporarily. And that is why, you know, it's not really offsetting the impact in diamonds and uranium. But we expect that when drilling continues again and becomes as robust as we saw in 2023 numbers or even more, that is then going to offset and the slowdown in the diamonds and the uranium and will have a positive impact on mining and the overall GDP growth. On top of that, as I said, we expect a rebound in the agricultural sector, which will then support growth going forward, especially in 2025 going and from there. So we expect GDP to remain around the 3.5% for 2024 and then pick up to 4.8% in 2025. And then possibly if we see some final investment decisions from mining companies to pick up even further from there. So even though we have, as I said, revised our GDP forecast down slightly, we were initially expecting 4.4 for 2024, but we are still quite positive, especially given that the 3.5 that we are expecting for 2024 is still considerably higher than the five-year average growth, which is about 0.4% between 2018 and 2023.
Helena, so I know when economists talk about mining and exploration, they don't refer to the oil and gas, right? I mean, when you make a clear distinction between mining on the one hand versus the new phase for Namibia being oil and gas, you call that something different.
We actually call that oil and gas exploration activity, yes. So it's the same exploration, but we just specified that that's for oil and gas.
Okay. So when you now spoke about the resources sector and the pickup, et cetera, were you including in that the oil and gas, or was that a whole separate discussion?
No, that's a whole separate discussion. So basically what I was trying to say is that from another mining perspective, so everything outside of oil and gas, your diamonds and uranium, copper, etc., you're seeing a slowdown in production, which is causing the contraction. But from an oil and gas perspective, you are still seeing a slowdown in pace. So it was growing at 118% last year, and now it's growing by about 4.3%. So it's still growing positively, but it's a little bit slower. But given that we're expecting 10 new wells to be drilled in 2025, which is similar to the 10 that we saw in 2023, we're expecting it back to go up to those astronomical 80-90% towards the in 2025 once that drilling activity continues. It's just that drilling has paused. So for now, it's a material slowdown quarter on quarter, which is now causing a contraction in your mining sector.
Okay, so this pause in the drilling, is that sort of related then to the election that we are facing now in a few weeks' time?
I mean, it could be. It just seems as if the mining companies have sort of, tapered down on the actual drilling. It could be that they're also still doing the research for the mines that before the wells that have been drilled before, and we're looking at finalizing the feasibility of those before starting again. I cannot for certain say that it is specifically for the elections, but I'm sure that the mining companies would want the elections to play out before announcing their final investment decision.
Yeah. Okay. Yelena, thank you very much. At one point, I am going to ask an economist to give me a correlation between GDP growth and revenue to the fiscus growth. But it's still, I think, unsure as to how all of the new activity in oil and gas will contribute. Or can you maybe comment on that?
Yeah, so there's still a lot of uncertainty. And I think what we're all waiting for is those final investment decisions. Once they quantitatively tell us how much they're willing to invest and in what periods and all of that, then we would be able to properly quantify and see how that's going to filter through.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think it's that and the local content policy, that we're waiting for. So we can understand. Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you think that local content policy will only be clear after the election come next year when the new cabinet, et cetera, has been announced?
100%.
Okay. Okay. Yelena, thank you very much for talking to me. All very interesting. And thank you for your insights.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle.